Welcome to part 6 of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. They all ate and were satisfied.
All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away.
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life.
You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is you.
The story of the Israelites at the Red Sea perfectly captures the truth that God never stops making a way. Standing before an impassable sea with Pharaoh's army thundering behind them, their situation seemed utterly hopeless. Logically, there was no escape. But God's logic is not our logic. With a word to Moses, he parted the waters, creating a dry path through the chaos. This wasn't just a convenient escape, it was a miraculous act of a God who specializes in making a way where there is none. We see this same pattern throughout Scripture and in our own lives. When the disciples were trapped in a storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus didn't wait for them to row to safety. He walked on the water to them, a living testament to his authority over all chaos. When a woman was bleeding for 12 years, ritually unclean and hopeless, Jesus didn't ask her to follow a specific protocol, he simply allowed her faith to make a way for healing. When a man was born blind, Jesus didn't just give him sight, he used dirt and spit to create a way for him to see, inviting him into a process of healing and faith. Just as he did for them, God is actively making a way for you today. The path forward may not be visible, and the obstacles may feel as vast as the Red Sea. But the God who is Lord over the storms, who sees our hopelessness, and who defies all logic is still at work. He is a God who does not wait for us to find a solution, he makes one himself. Our part is not to create the way, but to trust the Waymaker. He is and always will be the one who makes a path through the deepest waters and brings light to our darkest night.
That's who he is, that's what he does. So keep calling his name. He did it then, he'll do it now. So keep lifting your faith. He never fails, he never will. He never stops making a way. I will sing of what the Lord is.
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
How, then, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?
We are the sent ones, called by his name, carriers of mercy, bearers of the flame. Into the darkness, into the night, we take his love, we shine his.
Gentle hearts and hope in our eyes.
God who saved us sends me and you. Jesus is not only the destination, he is the path itself. When he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he is declaring that he is the only route to God. But this isn't a solitary path we walk alone. We are not just saved from something, we are saved for something. We are called to be an active part of God's redemptive work in the world. The song Sent Ones reminds us that Jesus, our ultimate waymaker, also calls us to participate in his work. We become waymakers in our own right, not by our power, but by his. He makes a way for us to be saved. He makes a way for us to be satisfied and whole. And he makes a way for us to have purpose, commissioning us to go and make disciples. We are sent into the world to be his hands and feet, to be waymakers, peacebringers, love's messengers true, creating paths for others to find their way home to him. Our lives, guided by his light, become a visible testament to the one who has already paved the way. Jesus is not only the one who rescues us, but also the one who invites us to join him in rescuing others. He makes the way for our salvation, and then turns us into living bridges so others can find him too. As sent ones, we carry his love into the world, becoming living testimonies that the Waymaker is still at work, opening paths through impossible places and drawing hearts home to the Father. Father, thank you for Jesus, our waymaker, who not only saved us, but calls us to help lead others to you. Give us courage to shine your light, to love boldly, and to speak truth with grace. Use our lives as living pathways so that many more may walk into your kingdom and find hope in Christ.
Thank you for joining us today. Our Waymaker musical special continues tomorrow.